Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless each of you on today. God bless you. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Amen. He has a blessing for you on tonight. And we're excited, amen, that you've taken the time out to come, amen, Jesus, to this call, to this place. Glory be to God, amen. A meeting of the spirit, a meeting of the heart, a meeting of the mind, a meeting of the soul. Amen. And we just thank God for you. Amen. Each and every one of you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And we do rejoice. We're glad in it on today. Thank you again for taking the time out to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thank God for each of you. Amen. Perhaps you're calling from, amen, the states, amen, of the continental U.S. Glory be to God, but we always like to take time to especially thank, amen, those that are listening in other countries. We thank God for you, amen, whether you're listening from Bermuda or from Canada or from China, Brazil. Glory to God. We thank God for you, amen. We get notification, amen, that you are online, amen, that we're able to pick you up to see that you're coming out to listen to us. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Whether you're calling from Nassau, Bahamas, we thank God for you. From Jamaica, glory be to God. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank God for you that are listening from Tortola. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Those that are listening from France and from Spain, glory be to God. Amen. Uganda, different parts of Africa. We thank God for you for coming out to be with us. Amen. Truly, 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 again, there's a blessing, amen, with your name on it. Amen. So we just mentioned a few of our international listeners every night. And whether you're listening to us live or whether you're listening to us, glory be to God, amen, sometime in the future. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you for downloading our messages that you find value, amen. You find substance that you would download our messages, amen, and that you would, glory to God, continue to advance this vision. Continue to help us to get the word out because we know, people of God, it's the will of God that none be lost but that all come to repentance. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks and praise that the Lord is doing it by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. By faith, he's doing it. So we thank God. Amen. And here we are. Glory be to God. Even to date, 28 people have given their lives to the Lord. Amen. Listening to this broadcast, listening, glory to God, hearing the word, and the word pricked their hearts. So we thank God on tonight in the right place at right time. Amen. Glory to God. Lifting, glory to God, showing forth the word of God. Amen. In this darkness of time, that somebody would hear and somebody would see, glory to God, by light and see their way out. Amen. We know Jesus is the way. Amen. The truth and the light. And we give God thanks and praise for him on tonight. Thank God for you, people of God. We just want to ask you to go ahead and, amen, glory to God, text somebody and invite them to come in to be with us. Glory to God. Invite them to come in. Compel them to come in. Glory to God. Compel them to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come on. Let's go see what this is all about. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. And we let the word do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. Not for anybody. Glory to God. Amen. But we want you to come freely. Amen. We want you to hear how much the Lord loves you. Amen. Glory be to God. The scripture declares, amen, through loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. So we pray that you will hear a word, or someone will hear a word to know just how much God loves them. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you as you're continuing to come in. We do thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for telling someone about the Prayer News Network. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to advance the word. Amen. As our listeners are continuing to come in, we always want to let you know we appreciate you because there's so much more that you could be doing. Amen. We thank God for those that are dialing in. God, to the platform, we thank God for you. We thank God for those that are listening by radio. Glory to God. Amen. Reaching our international listeners, we thank God for you. Amen. As well, we thank God for you. Amen. That are listening via Facebook, our Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Facebook page. Amen. We are setting up there as well that you can listen as we're listening live. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes people have problems dialing in. Amen. Well, guess what, people of God? They're able to just go right over to our Prayer News Network page. Glory be to God. And they're able to listen in there as well. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you. Thank you for coming on in, people of God. Thank you for telling somebody about the Prayer News Network. We bless the Lord. Glory to God, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Many, many, many times over. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, the Lord is great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. We're just grateful again to be in his presence. Amen. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line. Amen. It is a recorded line, and you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We will certainly give you the number whereby you can text, and we will send you your copy of tonight's broadcast. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. We just ask that you send it. Amen. Send it to somebody bless somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. Send it to someone else. Amen. That someone else may be blessed. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise yet again. Amen. As we said, amen. Truly the Lord is great. He's great, great. Amen. Greatly to be praised. Go ahead and text someone. Amen. Text a couple of people and tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in with you on tonight. Tell them to come on in. Tell them there's a blessing. Amen. Let them know the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, compel them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We just want to let you know that this is not a fly-by-night line, people of God, but certainly, glory to God, during the pandemic, amen, that the Lord, amen, the Lord dropped this line, amen, in the earth. Glory to God. Truly, it was the Lord doing, people of God. I'm telling you, glory to God, and we just picked it up. Amen. And he'll be our following. He's been leading, glory to God, since April the 6th. Again, people of God, about 28 people have rededicated their lives to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Those that have come forth to tell us, amen, as we understand them more. But we just thank God, amen, for, amen, just letting us know that the work is not in vain. The work is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for our leaders on tonight. Amen. I do thank God, amen, for my leader. Glory to God. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle S.B. James. And thanking God tonight for Mother James. Amen. First family on tonight. We just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for them. Just thanking God for the life and legacy that the man of God has left in the earth. Glory to God. Amen. And here we are, people of God, endeavoring to advance the vision, to continue to advance the vision. Amen. Glory to God. Again, just want to let you know that you can listen to the broadcast via our Facebook Live page and we're broadcasting live there as well. If you're having any type of connection problems, you can certainly, amen, go there and listen at the broadcast live. Amen. Just thank you, God, tonight for our senior apostle, amen, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, amen, Jesus, the first lady there, amen, Hour of Life Ministries in Trinidad, and thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God down in Lighthouse EPC. Glory to God. Thanking God for him, First Lady Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., Shepherd Mother Taylor. Glory be to God of the joint jurisdiction, amen, in the northeastern area, amen, there as well. People of God, we thank God for you. Thank God for all of the leaders that come to the line, amen. So many of you just come and just stop by and sit. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We just want to let you know that we thank you. We thank you for your prayers. Thank you, glory to God, for coming. Thank you, amen. Glory to God, each and every one of you. We do thank for your support. We thank God tonight for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord for them, amen, in their own right, in their own place, amen, helping to keep the carry this forth. So we give God thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Amen. For coming to be a part, for helping us to get this word out. Thank God for, amen, our listeners that are continuing to come in. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. As you come in, go ahead and reach out to someone else. Amen. To let them know, amen, come, that the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him again. We thank him. We praise him, people of God. Amen. For all that he's doing. Amen. Truly, he's begun a great work in each and every one of us on tonight. Glory to God. And we're not going to hold you long, people of God. Amen. Because we want to get ready. Amen. For the word. Amen. We want to get ready for the word. Glory to God, but we want you to be positioned. We want you to get your pen. We want you to get your pencil. Get your paper. Amen. Get ready to receive of the Lord. Amen. Get something, amen, to take back with you, something you can share, something, amen, that you can pour into others. So get your pen and your paper on tonight, people of God, for truly, amen, the Lord will speak to us on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for our listeners continuing to come in. Amen. So at this time, we're going to sanctify the line. Glory to God. We're going to say a word of prayer on tonight. Glory to God, because we know according to Psalm 66 and 18, the scripture declares that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. And we want the Lord to hear us. We want him to hear our petitions. Glory be to God. Amen. We don't, glory be to God, want, amen, Jesus, us, amen, our things, of things that are within us, glory to God, to hinder our petitions to go before the Lord. Amen. So we always sanctify ourselves. We sanctify the line. Amen. Everybody, collectively. Amen. Because it's important that we hear the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in on tonight. Bring them in. Bring them in. Settle in on tonight. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you tonight for all of your goodness. We're thanking you tonight for all of your grace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just come to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just come to say thank you. Glory to God for another day. Thank you for this hour. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you, Master. We come before your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise. Father, we're coming with thanksgiving in our hearts on tonight. Father, we're coming with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts on tonight. Glory to God. Father, asking you to forgive us now. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of iniquity on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and everyone on tonight that is represented here. Look upon us tonight, oh God. Glory be to God. For we know that all of our goodness is as filthy rags before you. And Father, we're coming unto you humbly. Glory to God. Humble before your throne of grace. We're asking that you would have mercy upon us on tonight. We're asking that you would forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, oh God, of any iniquity. Glory to God. Anything that we've done wrong, anything that we've said, glory to God, any contrary way. Father, we're asking that you forgive us on tonight. We're asking, glory be to God, to apply the blood. We're asking that you create in us, oh God, a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. Renew the spirit of holiness in us on tonight. Renew the spirit of truth within us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, to show us ourselves, oh God, to show us where we stand, to show us on tonight, glory to God. Cause us to see ourselves, oh God, as you see us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, should there be any way on tonight, we're asking that you forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we've assembled here on tonight. Glory be to God. We've assembled. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nation to nation, state to state, country to country, oh God, village to village. We've assembled here on tonight. Father, and we say, glory be to God. Have your way on tonight. Have your way, oh God, in every one of us. Have your way, oh God, in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we yield unto you. Tonight, oh God, we say, glory be to God, if there's anything within us, oh God, take it out, oh God, straighten us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause your will to be done, your will and your will alone, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, I ask you that you will speak to us on tonight, speak to each and every heart on tonight, speak to our spirit on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to breathe upon us a prayer. Breathe upon us, oh God. Breathe upon us. Hallelujah. Stir us again, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, give us up. Father, we thank you for doing it now. We're thanking you, glory be to God, that we shall not leave this line the same way that we came. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your demonstration. We're thanking you for your anointing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon this nation. Look upon the world, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Oh God, every care, every concern, but what concerns us concerns you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for looking upon this line, looking upon the altars of the heart of your people. Father, seeing, oh God, that we need to be saved. Father, we're asking that you save your people from their sins in the precious name of Jesus. Heal on tonight. Deliver on tonight. Set free on tonight. Open minds, open hearts on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise on tonight, glory to God. But we know, oh God, that in your presence is fullness of joy, and we're thanking you, oh God, for your divine presence on tonight. We're thanking you, we're thanking you for your divine presence on tonight in the precious name of Jesus, oh God. But in your presence is fullness of joy, in your presence is everything that we need. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the answers on tonight. Thank you for the manifestation on tonight. Thank you for your glory on tonight. Thank you for your spirit, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word now. Thank you for sending forth your word. Your word that delivers, your word that heals, your word that lifts us, oh God, your word, glory to God, that sustains us, your word that cleanses, your word that purifies, your word that makes alive. We thank you tonight, oh God, we thank you for your messenger on tonight. We thank you for your precious spirit, your precious anointing on tonight, resting upon your servant, glory to God. We're thanking you for the word stirred in her belly. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for what you're thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, oh God, for your glory tonight. Rest upon your servant. Thank you for your word, oh God, and let it have free course on tonight. Free course on tonight. Free course to higher, to penetrate the mind, to penetrate the spirit, to penetrate the soul of your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you, oh God. Father, now we ask that you would cover us in your shed blood. Hide us on tonight behind your precious cross in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for you've empowered us by your precious Holy Ghost. And as sons of God tonight, we do declare, we decree that no weapon that's formed against each and anyone, oh God, any one of your people, oh God, no weapon shall prosper. And for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise, for this we give you honor, for this we give you all the glory. Now, Father, we say have your way in the midst of us, we do pray. And for this we, hiya, say God, hallelujah, glorify yourself. Oh, God, glorify yourself, and we shall give you the glory. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God, every heart on tonight. Glory to God, every heart on tonight. Glory to God, every heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody just say amen. Hallelujah. Just say amen for your answer. Say amen for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so it is. Amen. And people of God, we're so grateful tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God always brings awesome speakers to this line. Amen. We literally travel, amen, virtually all over the world. Amen. And from nations to nations to nations. Amen, Jesus. And it's always such a beautiful thing. Amen, Jesus. When we bring it home, amen, we thank God that he has brought forth, amen, a group of advisors to this Prayer News Network. Amen. Holy men and women of God. Amen. Preachers, teachers. Amen. Pastors, glory be to God. Amen. People that love God. Amen. And we thank the Lord on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. We're going down to Jacksonville. Amen, Jesus. We're so blessed to have, amen, with us a woman of God that truly loves the Lord. Amen, Jesus. She is, glory be to God, by way of Jacksonville, Florida. Glory be to God, evangelist of Pentecostal churches. Glory be to God. Amen. She's a woman of God. She's an evangelist. She is a prophetess. Amen. And we're so grateful, glory be to God, to have her being a part of this PNN advisory board. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God. She loves God. She loves the people of God. Amen, Jesus. And she loves preaching and teaching the word. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want to introduce to you, glory be to God, none other than, glory to God, prophetess, evangelist, Paula Everett. Amen. Glory to God. But before the woman of God comes on tonight, people of God, we are going to be blessed in song. Amen. We're going to be blessed in song by Mother Edwinall Ballard. Amen. Edwinall Ballard. God bless you, woman of God. If you could just press star 6 and come over on the platform side. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Just press star 6. Glory be to God. Mother Ballard, if you would just press star 6 and come over on the platform side. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Mother Ballard, just press star 6. Press star 6 and come over.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Paula asked me to sing this song today because it goes with her message. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want you to know how great and how awesome our God is. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He rolled up his sleeves. He just went putting on a wrist. Our God, he's an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God, he's an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close. So we better be believing our God. He's an awesome God. Our God, he's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God, he's an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God, he's an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God, he's an awesome God. The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God, he's an awesome God. Our God, he's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God, he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it back into your hands. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Halabushi God. Glory to God. Evangelist, prophetess. Amen. Paula, everybody. There you are. God bless you. Woman of God, take your phone off. There you are. Okay. You have the platform.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Mother Etwanall. Our God is an awesome God. I heard that song ringing in my heart early this morning with Mother Etwanall's voice and Helen Baylor's. And I said, God, between the two, I've listened. I'm just so grateful, praise the Lord, to hear that song, Our God is an awesome God. Thank you again, Mother Etwanall. I give honor to Jesus Christ who has my life. I am grateful for this opportunity. Praise the Lord for being back in your hearing tonight. And I thank God for the visionary of this line, PNN Network, Prayer News Network. Sister Evangelist Bradley, can you tell us what night this is? I really would like the saints to know what night this is, and I'll come back. Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
Evangelist
Praise
Bradley.
Lord.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes, woman of God. Tonight is night 461.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. And this started out, praise the God, praise the Lord. I remember she said, well, I'm going to do 21 nights. And look how many times over God made 21.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, because he wanted his will done. Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, can you tell the saints where this line reaches, please?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes, this line reaches several nations, people of God, Cambodia, Bermuda, oh, my goodness, Canada, Bermuda, France, Spain, Uganda, Africa, Nigeria, different parts of West Africa as well, Nassau, Bahamas, Tortola, Jamaica. Oh, my goodness. Just so
UK.
Yeah, so many other nations that are added every month. Every month, nations are added.
Praise the Lord. And I wanted her to do that for a reason, praise God. All because we have the host from We Pray Always Global Prayer Team. And Sister Mary, I really would like for you just to say hi. This is Sister Mary Ballard. She and her husband, Brother Willie Batter, has been over We Pray Global Prayer Team for over 15 years. And it is global. And I wanted them to be connected, praise the Lord, because you never know what God's going to do, praise God. And the speakers that actually come on her line and everything. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of that family as well. Praise God. Sister Mary, can you just say hi for me, please? To Mary Ballard. Is she here yet?
Just press star 6. You can press star 6 and come over on the platform. Let's see if he's trying to get over.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his mighty name.
Yes, yes. I don't see her yet, woman of God. I'm trying to see if she's
okay.
Trying to come over.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start. And before we close out, I really would love for Sister Mary Ballard to have words, praise the Lord, because we have other saints from the We Pray Always Global Prayer Team on the line tonight, and I'm so grateful that my brothers and sisters thought enough to join me. And tonight I have a surprise. I have both my children on the line, and I'm so elated, praise God, that my children are on the line. They don't want to say anything, but they promised me they would be here, and I believe it, praise God. So I want you to keep my children in your prayers, my son and my daughter, praise God. And we also have Sister Evangelist Bradley's son on the line. So I don't want to call their names because young people kind of don't care for that. But he's on the line as well, and I'm just so grateful tonight. I love every one of you, and Kim is on the line too. She's my son's girlfriend. She's on the line. Oh, I said her name. I'm so sorry. Young people don't care for that. They don't care for that. But either way, I'm asking that you keep these young people in prayer and their families, because we're in a time now that everybody needs the Holy Ghost, and these young people are going to have to take off from where we leave off. Amen? Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you right now again for what you've done and what you're going to do. I bind the will of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and I decree all the works of Satan come to naught. Breakthrough on this land tonight with your sanctification, your holiness and righteousness, and let your word penetrate our hearts, and we won't sin against you. Give us ears to hear and our hearts to receive, because this word is about end time. We're in Bible times. Bible times again. Let your will be done. I thank you for Evangelist Bradley, Lord, for the advisors that I love so dearly. That's my other family with the Prayer News Network. And I just thank you for everyone, Lord, that's on here. And if Pastor Moody's on here, I praise God for her. I just thank God for everyone tonight. And I ask that you bless us all in our families, every leader that's represented, and everyone that's represented, bless their leaders. Bless our leaders, Lord. I give honor to our senior apostle, Lord Samuel Huggins James, and then our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tenner, and their families, and for our celestial intercessor that has gone on to be with the Lord, Apostle Dr. S.G. James, and all of the intercessors, praise God, from EPC and all around the world, praise God, because they're intercessors and they're praying for us, praise God, and I just give you glory and honor for what you've done and what you're going to do. And I decree nothing but victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, the blood prevails. Tonight we're going to talk a little about the end time, and I'm probably going to have to, Minister Bradley mentioned to me about tomorrow night, because the hour is running late. I'm probably going to have to come back tomorrow night. But I want to talk to you about the end time, because the Lord said to me that we're not talking enough about the end time. The other night we went into the book of Colossians, and God blessed us so much with that letter, rather, from Apostle Paul. And it took us all the way to the end when he got to talking about the church of Laodicea. But how in the book of Colossians, which is Christ, the theme of it is Christ in the church, it initiates that the saints of God must be full of God, and that the word of God will, from the Lord, in this time, because of the Holy Ghost, God said we will be unlimited with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. He will not allow us to go limited. He will not allow us to go lacking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's where we are right now. We're actually in the Bible. We're back in Bible times, praise God. And we've kind of pushed away from that, not realizing that we should always be secure in understanding. The Bible cannot lie. And everything about God will stand forever. Amen. For we in a universal, everlasting kingdom of our God. Praise the Lord. And as the Lord initiated the other night, the Bible is the priest's bread. Hallelujah. And in this hour, from the book of Peter, he said he's raising up ambassadors and we're kings and priests. So Jesus came to die for us. He came to feed us. He came to reconcile us back to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He came to cause us to become the sonship from humankind as it was initiated from the beginning, as Jesus, as the word of God in the book of Genesis stated, let us make man in our own image. And God never stopped that pattern of human beings. And it went and traveled all the way down with the seed of the Lord till it entered into a woman, another human being by the name of Mary. Hallelujah. And we know the story from there. Jesus was born, praise God, in the flesh, but not in sinful flesh. He came from the sperm of God, the seed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to prove to us that sonship is doable and to prove to us that it is what God requires. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just want to remind you tonight, you're not your own. You're not your own. You belong to Jesus. Glory to God. So we're going to go into the word regarding end times. So I'm going to have to probably, like I said, go come back tomorrow night because I have a lot to tell you. Early this morning, I was talking to the Lord again. I've been talking to him all weekend about this word. And this morning, the Lord reminded me, saints of God, that when I was in high school, I used to actually be a part of the newspaper club. Y'all know when we got to be a part of writing articles and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how when we were taught, UPI means United Press International. AP means Associated Press. And then I had my little article that they would assign me to different things in the school. Amen. So he reminded me of that tonight. He said, because I want you to tell them extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, extra. Remember the movies long time ago when they wanted some pertinent news or something very important, and the newspaper would come out and you would see the old movies from New York or whatever, and the young kids would be standing out there, the news boys, throwing the newspapers, and they're being bundles. And the news, when they say extra, 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 read all about it, it was because it was something important. It wasn't just a regular newspaper. Amen? So the Lord said to me early this morning, he said, I want you to put this message in the form of a newspaper. Hallelujah. And I want you to give it a headline. I want you to give it liners. And I want you to give the scriptures that will fill in what you're going to say. Amen? So tonight it's extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. The headliner is your life enough evidence to prove Christ is alive? And that's the headliner. You know, you open up the paper. What's on the front page? This is on the front page. Is your life enough evidence to prove Christ is alive? Hallelujah. And then he went on to telling me, that's when he brought the song to me, Our God is an Awesome God. Glory to God. I want you to let that saturate your mind. Is your life enough evidence to prove that Christ is alive? Praise the Lord. So we're going to do a newspaper tonight. And instead of it being United Press or UPI, which is United Press International, you will always see these letters in front of a newspaper article. Or you would say AP, which is Associated Press. Tonight it is Christian Press Global. Christian Press Global, CPG. Amen. Glory to God. And the subtitle under that is Because the World is in Chaos. Because the world is in chaos. Amen? So he said to me, put it in the form of a newspaper. Is your life enough evidence? And then he said, the title is CPG, Christian Press Global. And the subtitle under that is Because the World is in Crisis. Amen? The scripture to back that up will be 2 Corinthians 13:5. Praise the Lord. And the word says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate? Remember the other night, Apostle Paul admonished us in the book of Colossians that we should, what, mortify the deeds of this flesh? We should get to the place that it means more to us to be dead to our ways. Hallelujah, and to be alive in Christ. What he's saying, the only way you're going to hear that, and I want to make sure I point this out, these letters are to the church. He's not talking to people that's not saved. These letters are to the church. And then for those that want to be saved, the letters before your hearing, so that you would be convicted and receive the word of God. Hallelujah. And receive the salvation of the Lord. Receive everything that Jesus died for, everything he shed his blood for. Praise the Lord that you would receive it. Hallelujah. So that you can go on into Christ. Because salvation is just the first step. Whether you know it or not, and I think we just don't think about it, we're being saved all the time. Save means to rescue. He's constantly rescuing us all the time. That's why we have the name Jesus, and it means saved. The name Christ means anointed. So he brought all that out to us the other night. Now tonight, I'm piggybacking on all of that, but with another letter, letters from the Bible. And right now, again, examine yourself to see where you are in the faith. Is your life enough evidence? If you examine yourself right now, is your life enough evidence to say that Christ is alive? I'm not talking about being opinionated. I'm talking about being sweet, being someone that's attractive in terms of holiness and righteousness. And I'm going to tell you something. God deals with our personalities all the time if we let him. If we let him. But it can only be conquered. And we can only be overcomers and more than conquerors through the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we're going to go down to verse 8, for it says, so we can do nothing against the truth. Look at that. Look at that. We can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Paul is saying, I can't tell you nothing else but the truth, because that's all I know is true. Hallelujah. And this was his second letter to the Church of Corinth. Why? Because they were constantly being fought and being persecuted, and he had to constantly be with them in faith and strength to cause them to stand. Amen? If you recall the last chapter, I think it's in, it is in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, be ye steadfast and removable. And remember in Colossians the other night, he said that Jesus died that we would be what? Unreprovable? And we will be unblamed. Glory to God. And that can only come through the Holy Ghost. This holy way, this righteous way, this way of God, this mindset of God, this bread from heaven, which is Jesus is all about, and he filtered it on down through other men and women of God, amen, so that the saints of God will really understand more and more that Jesus might die to make us not just holy but whole, amen, to make us like him. And again, I always tell the saints of God, sonship is the highest order of the day. Amen? Mm-hmm. Going back to the title, extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. Is your life enough evidence to prove it? Follow me. I'm going to take you somewhere. He reminded me of a dream that I had in 1975. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And in this dream, I had... there was a worldwide election that had taken place, saints. And this man's face was on just picture windows and stuff everywhere, store windows rather, everywhere. And he was called the Prince. And I didn't even know that that was in the Bible during that time, because I'd only been saved about a couple of years. And I think 3 years. And I had never heard that there was a man that was coming forth and he would be called the Prince. Hallelujah. And that's to those that are deceived. Glory to God. And I'm praying for my brothers and sisters in other countries that God will strengthen them, give them peace and victory now. And he will bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And in this dream, he had won a worldwide election, Evangelist Bradley. And I was walking around, and there was papers and stuff everywhere. The world was in chaos. There's just so much lawlessness going on, so much anarchy going on. And I had this dream in 1975. And this man had won this world rather for me, Prince Christ. Amen. Come.
And I'm this woman of God.
And is it?
I think about you. You're breaking up on this woman of God.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we got you back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hebrews 12 and 27. Hebrews 12 and 27. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. What is God saying? We're in the times that whatever is going to be shaken, God's going to shake it up. Amen. God's going to shake whatever needs to be shaken. So we have to go back again to the title. Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it. But I want you to read yourself. God is saying tonight, is your life enough evidence to prove Christ is alive?
Jesus.
Now we're going to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Is everybody all right? We're dealing with the letters and the Pauline epistles of the man of God. Praise the Lord, the greatest apostle that ever lived. Praise God, because he had to bring this into understanding where we are. And the Lord said, it would not be right not to bring the saints into end time. So I will need tomorrow night, because I'm going to take you into Ezekiel and all of that. I'm going to finish with you now in about 30 minutes, and then we're going to get off the phone. But I ask you to come back tomorrow night. Amen?
Yes.
I'll give you as much as I can tonight, but I want you to keep that in your head. So we're going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Everybody all right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Second chapter. Okay. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Is your life enough evidence that Christ is alive? Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. Et halashii. Glory to God. And be glorified even as it was, as it is in you. Minister Bradley prayed that. She prayed it for me earlier, and I told her, I said, that scripture is one of my scriptures tonight. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do we do? God wants now the word of God to have free course. Thank you, Father. The word has been hindered, and it's not so much people deliberately did it, but religion has caused us really not to come all the way into the fullness. And remember from Colossians the other night, that was one of the things that the Lord has admonished the saints to do. Get full of God. Even in Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 3. It's in Ephesians. Get full of God. Amen? So we're in a time now that the Lord is saying we must let the word of God have free course, not just in the church, but in our individual lives. Amen? He has to become preeminent. He has to become everything. He has to become first in our lives with everything. Why? Because of the world is in crisis. The world is in chaos. God is making sons of God. He's raising up the body of Christ. But we've got to get in position, hallelujah, so that we can cause others to come into this kingdom. And not just to come, but to stay. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. And then Apostle Paul goes on to say, night and day, we're praying that we may see your faces and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. That's verse 10. Now, verses 11 through 13 says, finally, we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not your word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. But this is what I love. He said, but yet count him not as an enemy. Did you hear that? But admonish him as a brother. Why? Because God is saying it takes time to be made. It takes time to get saved. And people are going to get off track. And sometimes they may get out track when they become totally disorderly. But he said at that point, don't you count them out. Don't call them the enemy. Keep praying for them until they come all the way in. And as the prophetess Juanita Bynum always says, that they get saved real good. Get saved real good. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Now I'm going to go to, remember now, we and what we're reading, we're doing this message as if this message is actually coming to you from Christian Press Global. Christian Press Global. Say that 5 times and it'll hurt you. Trust me. It will hurt you. Part two of this message, of this article, this is actually an part two. I'm going to read something to you, and I want you to hear me well, because it's coming from a book that I have, a book that I have that's actually called The Inexplicable. And look, listen to this. This is Julian, and he was the nephew of Constantine. Constantine had finally come and brought the law back so that Christianity could be legal. But after he passed, his nephew received the emperorship, and he went back into paganism. Now, this is why the Lord pointed out, thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, about the world is in crisis. Why? Because there's so many religions in the world. Paganism is in the world. People are calling wrong right and right wrong. The Christians, we're trying to hold on. We're holding on by faith and we're trusting God, yes. But we must remember the things that's going on around us. And we must remember that God wants us to equip ourselves, glory to God, so that we can tear down strongholds, destroy the works of Satan, uproot unrighteousness, and be holy before God, and holy before a world that says God is not real. Listen to what Josephus said that Julian wrote. Listen to these words. He was of the Hellenism that actually is Pan today. You'd be surprised how many young people are into Pan. You'd be surprised how many people are into orgies and all types of sexual illegalities and all types of things. You'd be surprised, but the religion of Pan says do your thing. You don't worry about nobody else, which is secular humanism. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Whatever pleases you, you do it, and that's a lie. It comes from the Hellenistic society, which Julian started, praise the Lord, in 361 A.D. And this is what he said. Now, remember, all of this is a newspaper. I want you to just see yourself turning pages. He says, the Hellenic religion does not yet prosper as I desire. Why do we not observe that it is because it's those Christians? And the Christians, with their benevolence to strangers, they care for the graves of the dead. And he's talking about Jesus. And they pretend holiness of their lives. Hallelujah. That he said that they pretend holiness of their lives and that they have done no wrong. And he's saying that there's nowhere in the world that this can be done. So instead of trying to find out why the Christians were so successful with their benevolence, with their hospitality, with their ways of seeing about caring about the sick, going to when somebody had a funeral, they went to see about people. Look at our society today. Look at the pandemic. Look at what's going on in the world today. And look who's doing the most. The Christians are. Christians now are seeing about people that are even of other religions and other cultures. Why? Because they realize somebody lost somebody. And these are souls that have passed. Hallelujah. But Julian said, and he was jealous of the Christians in his day because he was an atheist. Hallelujah. And he said that he wanted to get rid of the Christians. So what Julian did between 361 A.D. to 363 A.D., he killed Christians again. He killed Christians again. 1 Thessalonians 3. And verse 6, 1 Thessalonians 3 and 6. Listen to this. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as apostles of Christ. Is that right? No, that's not the right one. 1 Thessalonians 3, here it is, verse 6. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. He said, therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all of our afflictions and distress by your faith. What is Apostle Paul saying? He's saying, now the church has to get so again that we do what? Send people out to see about one another. This is what evangelism is all about. This is what apostles do. They go check on the churches. They go make sure everybody is fine. This is what the bishops do. This is what elders do. The church needs to send people out again, train people, but give people the mindset to have compassion, mercy, and love. Praise God. So Apostle Paul sent Timothy out, which was his son, personal son. He sent him out, but Timothy was trained by God. This same Timothy was a bishop at the age of 16 years old. Timothy died in Turkey. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches that it took 12 men to turn the world upside down. Timothy was one of them. And because the 12 men had to disperse, as Jesus told them to, praise the Lord, Timothy wound up going to Turkey. And in Turkey, Timothy established a church, and he lost his life.
Jesus.
Is your life enough evidence to prove that Christ is alive?
Jesus.
Glory to God. The other part of this, in my reading, I want to give you a little history. Praise the Lord. First, before I do that, let me go to Matthew 24, 14 and 15. Evangelist Bradley, can you get that for me? And I'll do Colossians 1 and 10. I'm going to teach you a little bit tonight. I want you to understand that our lives has to become more evidence of Jesus, not just in when we gather together and we have a good time. It's good for us to be together, and the Bible even teaches that. And I thank God for the prayer lines. I thank God for We Pray Always Global prayer team. I thank God for PNN News Network, Minister Brad, Evangelist Brad. I thank God for Pastor Moody's prayer line. Praise the Lord. But I and others that have prayer lines, praise the Lord, that I won't even have time to mention. But what I'm talking about right now, he's saying, but I want my people, while we're coming together, while we're loving one another, make sure we're keeping each other encouraged. Make sure we're keeping each other accountable against sin. Make sure we're keeping each other moving forward with the Lord. Make sure we're keeping one another understanding that we are in a time that the church is being fought, and we've got to arm ourselves. You got to put on the whole armor.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not normal anymore. In California, I told you tonight, a man from Armenia escaped Armenia. Why? Because he wanted to serve Jesus. He got shut down during the pandemic. We have Brother Raza Safa. He's with the Najat Network. He works with Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan Christians. We have other brothers. I don't want to call everybody's name, but I'm saying right now, then we have Najat TV. We have the Al Haria, which is the Coptic Egypt Christians. We got people that are dying and suffering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is your life enough evidence? Read all about it. Read yourself. Examine yourself to see where you are, because God wants to raise us up, but he can't raise us up,
Jesus,
in the mindset that we are now.
Yes,
too
God.
Comfortable. There's a people dying all over the world, and I'm going to give you some more proof. Evangelist Bradley?
Mm-hmm. Matthew 24, 14 and 15. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
Amen. Now, I want her to back up and read the part as a witness, because everybody quotes the scripture, but they always leave that part out. Read that again, Evangelist Bradley, please.
And this gospel,
the gospel of the kingdom
shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen. When, now, witness also, that's okay. And witness, okay. And thank you. Witness also initiates demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
We always leave out the part about, yes, we're going to be witnesses, but the Bible teaches in one of the other gospels that it should be preached as a witness and with demonstration. And demonstration is talking about the power of God. This is how we become full-fledged witnesses, when the power of God is active in our lives. Amen, somebody.
Yes,
Colossians
yes.
1 and 10. Amen?
Amen.
Colossians 1 and 10. Is your life enough evidence? Is your life that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God? See? Again, he's talking about what? Being full of God. Don't be satisfied. We got to get full of God. Even those of us that are senior and seasoned, praise the Lord, we still have to get more of the Lord. Amen. And we already know that. But I'm just giving you scripture tonight. I'm just reminding you tonight. Remember, this message is like a newspaper article. Now we're going to go to Luke 21, verses 32 and 33. And Minister Evangelist Bradley, can you get verse 35? Well, I'll read that. Get Mark 13 for me, and I'll tell you what to read when I finish Luke 21, 32 and 33. Turn with me, saints. Luke 21. And this is the end time scripture. This is a scripture that confirms Matthew 24, and it confirms Mark 13. Amen. But Luke 21, 32 and 33. I'm almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Is your life enough evidence? I want you to hear me tonight. Glory to God.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Verses 35 and 36.
Mm-hmm. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, we're talking about end time. We're in a time now that this thing is what? Narrowing down.
Mm-hmm.
It's narrowing down, saints. It's narrowing down. Praise the Lord. Verses 5 through 13 of Mark chapter 13. Verses 5 through 13. And you read, and Jesus answering them began to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled. For such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are what? The beginning of sorrows. And Pastor James told us that a couple of years ago, that we are now in the beginning of sorrows. Praise God. I thank God for the prophetic ministry that we're under. I thank God for him. And I know that God has other apostles and prophets in the land, and I praise God for every one of them. Amen?
Yes.
But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to the councils. Now look at this. And in the synagogues, you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Glory to God. And then he goes on to say, I'm going to verse 13, and the gospel must first be published among all nations, or preached. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speaketh, but the Holy Ghost. Now, the brother shall betray the brother. Look what we're living at. Y'all know we're in that time now. People do anything for a dollar. Amen? Now, brother shall betray brother to death. Look what wars have done. Look what the Civil War did. Brother was against brother. And the father, the son. We never had a time. I never thought I would see a time where the world is just fatherless. There's so many fatherless young men. Men turning on their sons. Men don't want to have anything to do with family. On somebody. And the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And this is an actual, this is an actuality. That's a reality. This is actually a reality. Praise God. It was during the times of Hitler, during World War II. And it was also, and it's also taking place in other countries that practice other types of government. Children literally tell on their parents that they're Christians. See, America hasn't seen a lot of stuff. So we are basically numb. No, non-sensitive. Because we haven't seen a lot of stuff. But saints, this stuff is taking place.
Yeah.
Verse 13, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall what? Endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen?
Oh, Jesus.
Now I'm going to go to verse 32 and 30. Let me see. Yeah, verses 32 and 33. I got to give you this. Praise the Lord. He said to me, my people need to get back into understanding end time. Verses 32 and 33. I'm looking at my notes. Yes. And it says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray. For the Son of Man is as a man taken of. Verse 32 and 33, I'm sorry, that's it, 35 and 36. Watch ye therefore, here it is again, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. So let's go on to verse 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Now, we've got, I'm going to take you into some history. Praise the Lord. Right now, people are saying, oh, the Lord, there's no persecution for the saints. And I know it's because they don't know. They didn't realize what was going on. But when everybody become to understand, you have a window of nations called the 1040 window. And in these nations, saints are being persecuted. They're dying. Praise the Lord, they're going through. So somebody said, well, Jesus is going to come back before saints are persecuted. Not so. It's already happening. Let me give you a little more history that will bless you. The Bible talks about a man named Bishop Polycarp. Bishop Polycarp, because of his faith, Herod wanted to sentence him to death. Bishop Polycarp was under Apostle John. When John was on the Isle of Patmos, Bishop Polycarp was one of the bishops that was keeping the church going. And the saints said, we got to hide him, so they hid him in the barn. But unfortunately, again, look at betrayal. Bad people snitch on people, telling on people, and that day is coming. America has a lot that they're going to answer for, because of we've called right wrong and wrong right. All nations and countries that do this, listen, God has things hanging in the balance. Amen? Praise the Lord. So this is why God is saying the saints have got to get themselves together. So when they told on Polycarp, Minister Bradley, woman of God, they told on Polycarp and he was arrested. And history denotes that people filled the stadium, and this man was 86 years old. 86 years old. And I'm going to read from the book. And it says, as local crowds filled the stadium, the godly bishop remained firm. Despite pleas for the old man to save himself, Polycarp replied, listen to his reply, saints. For 86 years, I have been his servant, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me? Did you hear what I said? And this is in the AD period. And when the soldiers tried to nail Polycarp to the stake, which they were going to burn him to the stake, he assured them he would die willingly. Now listen to this. When they set the fire around him, history is denoted. It was actually recorded that the flames could not burn him.
Mm.
Yes, sir. They couldn't burn him. And they were wondering, what in the world is going on? We got all this fire around this man. Listen to this. According to the count, the fire formed a vault around Polycarp and didn't touch him. So the guards killed him with a dagger, after which a fragrant smell, they said, filled the arena. It filled the arena. But during that time, listen to what was recorded. They said there, according to one chronicler, amidst the mayhem, a voice from heaven rang out, be strong, Polycarp. God spoke from heaven and told this 86-year-old man to be strong. And the only way they killed him was with the dagger. The fire couldn't burn him. We have another young lady during the time of Tertullian, who was a terrible emperor. Her name was Perpetua. She was only 22 years old. 22 years old. Because she kept a detailed diary. Her family was a rich family. She kept a detailed diary. It says the news of her persecution spread far and wide. And it says even the esteemed Augustine of Hippo, North Africa, mentioned her. Now, this girl, how she died, was so phenomenal till everybody was talking about it. It says the details of her death were added by Satyrus, one of her contemporaries. Perpetua, I'm going to get to her death. I think I'll just get to that. Her father asked, she asked her father, Perpetua just had a baby. She was 22 years old. Just let me tell you this story because I've read it. And when they found out, when they came to her house to get her because she was having communion, she had had a vision that she had a battle with beast in the stadium. And she told her fellow comrades about it, or her fellow Christians, and they were telling her, what does that mean? And she let them know then she knew she was going to die. 22 years old, just birthed a child. Her father begged her, please recant. Please recant, Perpetua. She said, Dad, I can't do that. And she asked her dad this question. She said, Dad, what is that over there? So he said, a vase. So she said, so if that's a vase, it's a vase. You can't change it from being nothing but a vase. And he said, yes. So she said, well, Dad, I'm a Christian. You cannot take that from me because that's what I am. And then history goes on to say that she took communion, and when they put her in the arena, her and one of her other Christians named Philocetus, put them in the arena. They tied them to a pole, to the stake, and they turned loose wild animals on them. And the animals just stabbed them, wild boars. And then when the wild boars didn't kill them, but the girls' bodies were blooded.
Jeez.
When the wild boars didn't kill them, they set loose a bull because he was blood. He smelled the blood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And history says when the bull failed to finish off the women, the gladiators ensured their deaths with the sword. Perpetua's execution was apparently by a novice, a Roman gladiator, because when he stuck her between her bones, wrought pain but not death. She exposed her neck to assist her final moment in the flesh.
Perpetua died in 203 A.D. at the age of 22.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Extra. Read all about it. Is your life enough evidence? You might not have to be burned at the stake, but will you allow God to crucify you all the way so that we can become his hands and feet to the nations? Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go back to scripture. This article also has another headliner. What was a mystery to Daniel and Zechariah became a revelation to John. Now I want you to turn with me. See, I'm showing you all of this. Why, saints? Because it's coming again. It's already here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to hit American soil in a way, but it's going to be very subtle. And God says, my people must understand that we're in the days of beginning of sorrow. We're in the days when people are going to betray people. We're in the days of lawlessness. We're in the days, and I repeat myself again, they're calling wrong, right, right, wrong. But God is looking for Christians to stand up. Because if you don't, you will bow. Amen? You will bow. Zechariah chapter 12 and 9. Can you get that for me, Evangelist Bradley?
Yeah.
I know this may seem tedious, but I'm giving you information tonight because I really want you to understand we are in the end time. We're in the end time.
Yes.
Is everybody okay? I know it may seem tedious, but I got you reading the paper tonight. I got you reading the paper tonight. Go ahead.
Zechariah, that chapter of scripture again.
12 and 9.
Back.
12 and 9.
Yes, Zechariah 12:9, the scripture reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem.
Okay, the next one is chapter 13:9.
13:9, and I will bring the third part
yes.
through. And I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God.
Okay, thank you. Why did I go there? Because right now the whole world is against Israel. The whole world is against Jerusalem. You got all of the kings of the east there against Jerusalem. I'm going to go now to 1 Thessalonians again, but I'm going to verse chapter 3, verses 11 through 13. And as you know how we exalted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you will walk worthy of God who have called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when we receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. In you that believe. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2. I know I'm moving tonight, but I got to give you these things. And I'll be closing shortly. 2 Thessalonians 2. And I had to bring that in about Israel. Why? Because Israel is the focal point right now. The whole world is against her. So God is trying to get the church to be strengthened and make herself strong. God is trying to get the church to understand Israel's plight. God is trying to get the church to understand the whole world will turn on her, but he's saying what? I will never leave her.
Mm-hmm.
She paid the price for the sins of when they said, crucify him, crucify him. Let this sin be upon us and our children. So the Holocaust came. That's why you had the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for what happened to Jesus. But God is saying now, the world going to turn on them again. But I'm going to keep them.
and I'm going to prove to the word of their mind. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come, except there come what? A falling away first, and that man of sin, that man of perdition be revealed. Now I'm going to take you to Daniel. No, I think I'll read a little more. This chapter is very important. Then he says, who opposes and exalteth himself, verse 4, above all that is called God, that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? Then verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And he's talking about the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Holy Ghost and the saints of God is causing the man of sin not to be revealed, and not only not to be revealed, but be revealed in history. The Antichrist system is already at work. Brothers and sisters are dying. People are being persecuted in America. It's not Democrat or it's not, what is it, the elephant, what is that thing? We have the Democrats, the elephant, and I mean the, what is it? Somebody help me. What's the Democrats?
The elephant. The Democrat and the donkey.
And what's the Republican?
The donkey.
Okay, the Democrat and the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with God. And what the enemy has done in this country, he has caused us to become divided because of governmental policies. Things have nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. I'm not saying you don't have your voting parties. But what I'm saying is that should not trump the will of God in your life. That should not trump the righteousness of God in your life. We have movements now that are out there now that have pulled people away from God and got them off track. We have movements that are out there now, praise the Lord, that are causing people to turn away from God. I am a black woman. I am a very proud African-American woman. I will fight for my people. I love my people. But Black Lives Matter don't come before Jesus Christ. I pray for us. I'm so sorry how they do us. But that doesn't trump Jesus Christ's will in my life. My job is to pray. My job is to pray. Of course, we're hurt. We've been ostracized. We've been downtrodden. Praise the Lord. We have gone through things that other people have not gone through. Some have gone through for 10 and 12 years. But the black people, we've been going through first 400 years, and it seems like the 400 years has never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I am black, and I understand. But at the same time, when it comes to God, Jesus Christ has to be the one. So he says, the mystery of iniquity that already worked. Iniquity means sins that people get away with and they love doing. The lawlessness in the land. You never thought you would see a day, and I don't want to call just officers out or governmental officials, but you never thought you would see a day when you see so much wrong in high places. You never thought you would see that. See, and that's when principalities and wickedness comes into play. But these things, we don't think about a lot. We pray about things, but God is saying all of this is scripture. This reads, the Bible reads now, the everything that's going on now, thank you, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, reads like a newspaper.
Mm.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Read it. Is your life evidence? Is your life enough to prove that Christ is alive? I told you about Polycarp. I told you about Perpetua. Then there's another young lady that was a slave. And then we can go to the word of God and find out that other brothers and sisters died. Peter was crucified upside down. Bartholomew was skinned alive. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. John was the only one that died of natural causes. But before he died, they boiled him in oil. They put him in a bag of snakes, and they said, we can't kill this old man. So what they did, they put him on the Isle of Patmos. Mark died a horrible death. Luke died a horrible death. Luke wrote the book of Acts. Apostle Paul was beheaded. And you think that God's going to let us slide when our holiness has not even matched theirs? Glory to God. Noah was righteous. He preached 120 years. Now, we're still talking about CPG, Christian Press Global. We can ask Noah. Noah said, I can be in that article. Joseph was righteous. Joseph suffered and was persecuted. Daniel, remember Daniel dealt with King Belshazzar? When the words came up, many tickle, you false. Nobody can read it, but Daniel says, King, I hate to tell you this, but your life is weighed in the balance, and tonight you're going to die. And Daniel was killed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were eventually killed. Abraham came from Mesopotamia. Today this country is called Iraq. Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham came from Mesopotamia. The modern English today is called Iraq. Esther. Queen Esther. This is an addendum to the Middle East. Queen Esther came from Iran. Look at all of these countries that God raised up Christianity into. Thank you, Lord. And made it sound and stable. Look at these countries now. Look at the Middle East. It's a boiling pot. It's a place of persecution. Look at the 1040 windows. I looked at something recently. King Assad thinks he is gouging people's eyes out. With nerve gas, he killed over 9,000 people already, and he's still in office. Children up until 3 and 4 years old. I get a little shame.
Jesus.
He's persecuting the Christians. And that's because they won't bow to him. Who did that before? King Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel. You see how everything keeps being a reciprocated circle? We have Erdogan who's over Turkey right now. Look like him and Assad running, trying to compete with each other. Who can kill the most Christians? But they've yet to be one man, and his name is Kim Jong-un. And I've studied about him for years. And this man has killed more Christians, North Korea, any country. Now we got the kings of the East gathering together. You got Putin. You got Xi Jinping, which is China. Then you got the man that's over Japan. Then you got all of the 1040 window countries. And I don't want to go into all that tonight. And we think that we're going to escape. Not only that, they said it wasn't going to happen. Persecution won't happen. Well, it's happening. It's happening. Our brothers and sisters are being electrocuted. They showed bodies that were tortured so bad that they had to kind of blur them up so you wouldn't see. People's entrails are being taken out. People are becoming emaciated, starving them to death because they won't worship a man. They won't worship the government. All these people I'm talking about now, these people are our modern-day Hitlers, Nebuchadnezzars, Belshazzars, Mussolinis. You understand me? They are modern-day Stalins. He's Sandra de Vilta. It never died. Demons don't die. They keep carrying on the work. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to close and bring it back tomorrow night. There is a man called the Beast. My dream told you he was called the Prince. And the Bible says, in comparison to what he's going to do, and it's in the book of Daniel. I'm going to take you into Daniel tomorrow night. From what he's going to do, Evangelist Bradley, it's going to be the rest of them are like choir boys, like little sopranos singing in the choir.
Jesus.
The Bible says this man going to come up with all kinds of stuff. And look at technology today. His system is already here. So our economic system, one world government is already being established. We are in the end time. We're coming to a close. Not soon. Because Jesus said from the book of Luke, we don't know the day or the hour. Only the Father knows that. Because there's much more got to happen. But saints, it's so much happening now. Until the news is parallel to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen, Jesus.
Extra. 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 Ah, yada da ba shakabasa. Read all about it. Let a man examine himself to find out where you are in the faith. Because when he comes on the scene, he's going to do things that people never even thought of doing. And the Bible even says that he's not going to even love women. And I don't have to go any further. Look at the systems and the things that are being, the organizations that are being set up to make it look like they're right. Polycarp died at 86. Abraham was almost 100 years old. He kept the faith. Simeon was just about 100. Anna, so what am I saying? These people kept the faith for a long time, and that's what God is saying. So God brings on the spirit of longevity tonight. To the saints of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will understand our time is now. That every generation will find God. And it is now our time to find the God that wants us full, that wants us intact, that wants us to be found worthy, that wants us to experience the miracles, that wants us to experience the greatness of God. We need a spirit. We need a spirit. It is our time to find out how great he is and how much he is for us. We need his power. Because, saints, it's the rubber going to meet the road, heaven or hell. And I much rather die to this flesh than to have too much pride to repent. I must rather die to this flesh than to hold on to ignorance and self-will. The flesh will kill you. It'll take you further than you want to go, and it'll make you stay longer than you want to stay. Jesus is the answer. And we will continue with this newspaper article on tomorrow night. Father, we bless you. We praise you. I didn't mean to go this long. But God, I'm grateful tonight for you, for the saints of God on the line. I ask that you bless everyone tonight. And I pray that if there's anyone that wants to be saved and all over the world where this word is going, Lord, where this word is being teleported, where this word is being broadcasted, that the body of Christ and those that want to be saved know that you love them and you love us and you love us enough to make us strong, to make us steadfast, to make us immovable for you. Give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give us strategies to reach the lost. Lord, save the Lexi. Move on every continent. Oh, God, comfort and heal. It's to get rid of pride. It's not about pride, but to give ourselves to you. Bless right now every country, every listener. Oh, Father, in salvation. Ha! Yellow time. Yay. The Holy Ghost power. Penetrate, Lord. Every demonic force is assigned to countries. Destroy them now in Jesus' name. Give people, Lord, that you have been pulling on, give them a chance, Jesus, to get to you. Holy Ghost power, be released to the world tonight.
Yes,
on this line. Bring conviction. Conviction, Lord. We got to get stronger and we got to get better. People have gone on before us. And you're proving now you're taking comfortable away.
Yes.
Oh, God, to surrender tonight as never before.
Help us,
and we
God.
Give you glory and honor and praise. We give you ourselves tonight. We'll be made full and complete. Everything you died for, Jesus, let us receive it. In the precious name of Christ, we pray. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. I love you, Lord. I love your people. Thank you for my children. Thank you for the leaders on the line. Thank you for Minister Bradley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Bit of light, breathe and have your way.
Mm.
Let everyone be visited tonight. Make us strong for you. Hallelujah. As the blood of Jesus covers us in the veil. Give us a hunger for you, Lord. A hunger for you in this end time. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody, give God a hand clap. I didn't mean to hold you this long tonight, but give God a praise. Amen?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Glory to God. And if there's anyone tonight that would love to give their life to Jesus, press star 6 and come over. And I pray tonight for those in other countries, all you have to say is, Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. Come into my life. Make me part of the family of God. Forgive me. Come into my life and change it. Do something with it. Teach me your way. Make yourself known to me, Jesus. I need you. Don't let me be lost. And if you have asked him to forgive you, we plead the blood over your life. The angels are rejoicing. They're happy for you. And we rejoice on this side. And once you repent, you're in the family of God. And we say welcome in Jesus' name. Now on the state side, if there's anyone that wants to come over, press star 6 in Jesus' name. And thank you for your time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anyone wants to give your life to the Lord. God is an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
He reigns. His kingdom will be forever. You want to work with the winner, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get strong and clean and pure all the way, because he's going to endow those that totally surrender with great power in this hour. And I'll talk about some of that tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Is anybody on the line, woman of God?
Nobody's on the platform, prophetess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pray tonight for Sister Gwen and the ladies' work release program. I'm praying tonight for the prayer request that's already been prayed for, that God bring healing and deliverance and heal those lungs of Sister Janie's nephew, and that everyone that wants to be closer, I bind the will of the enemy. Now, loose the hearing. Take away the dullness of hearing. That everyone be healed and delivered. It should be set free. Somebody said, well, I want to get closer, Sister Paula. I want to understand end time more. We're gonna take time out to do these things. This is what this line is all about, to make us holy and whole.
Yeah.
I pray a prayer now, all to be healed, all to be delivered and set free, and that God heals your mindset regarding your loved ones. and I decree that your prayers be answered now. And then angels visit the saints of God all over the world to the glory and honor of God the Father.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll take prayer requests personally tomorrow night. I love you. Thank you for your time. In Jesus' name. It's back into the hands of Evangelist Bradley.
Amen. Amen.
And then she give it to me for closing.
God bless. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. May he cover you and shield you, woman of God. May he restore unto you the virtue. Even now in the precious name of Jesus, may he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May he strengthen you the more. Glory be to God. Provide, amen, unto you even so the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we thank God on tonight. Amen. For this word, so much word has been given tonight. Amen. And in the spirit where it's given, glory be to God, we don't want you to move out of that place on tonight. But we do want to let you know that you can receive a copy of the broadcast if you would like to get a copy. And we encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Very, very important word on tonight. As the heading, the headline, extra read all about it. Amen. And you want to hear this again so you can put it all in perspective. So tonight we'll give you two numbers, glory to God, whereby you can certainly get your copy. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. You may also reach out to us via WhatsApp. In particular, those that are listening from other countries, we'll certainly get you a copy if you request it. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. As well, we just want to remind you that you can go out to our Prayer News Network page, Prayer News Network PNN. You can go out there. The live broadcast is posted there, even broadcasting, and you can go out and send it to someone, share it with someone. You can send it via Messenger, or you can share it on someone's Facebook page. But if you would, people, help us to get this word out. Amen, Jesus, it's the will of God that all be saved. Amen. Glory be to God that none perish. And we're just trying to get this word out at any cost. Glory to God, because there is an election according to grace. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Again, for you, woman of God, as the woman of God has already forestated, don't forget to come back tomorrow night. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. To hear the next part. Amen. Glory be to God, to hear the next part of what the Lord has to say unto us, people of God. This is important. It is imperative. Glory be to God. Our lives depend on it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. As we forestated, we don't want to, amen, you to move, amen, out of the spirit where God has already, amen, rested upon us. But again, we do encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast. So, woman of God, we're gonna turn it back over to you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. While the Spirit of the Lord is yet settling, amen, Jesus, glory to God. And after you give your closing, amen, we'll just close in that. Amen. If that's all right with you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. I want to know if Sister Mary Ballard ever made it to the line. Sister Mary Ballard, did she ever make it? If you did, press star 6, please, Sister Mary. I just want to introduce you to the saints, because you and Brother Willie are doing such a great work as well. Sister Mary Ballard. Okay. Can you hear me, Evangelist Bradley?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. Praise the Lord. She may have had to get off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she called me right. She called me right at 9 to make sure that she had the right number.
Okay.
For some reason I didn't quote it right. But I want to thank God for all of those that came from Replay Always Global Prayer Team. Praise the Lord again for Mother Edwinall, Ballard, mm-hmm. and I just believe we're some kin to all because of the last name. My maiden name is Ballard. Amen.
Praise
thank God for her. She's a beautiful woman in the Lord. And I praise God because God is doing what? He's bringing us together. Amen. And that's mm-hmm. what it's all about. There's power in numbers, saints. Always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go to the Aaronic blessing for the benediction. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. In Jesus' name, all minds and hearts are clear. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord makes his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. May the Lord continue to bless us and give us strength and bring us deliverance, and bring us peace and victory this night. And may everyone have a good rest according to Proverbs chapter 4. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'll see you back tomorrow night. Remember, read all about it. This message is in the form of a newspaper. Christian Press Global International.
Mm-hmm.
Love you tonight. We are in the end time, and our song should be, Lord, higher, help me to stand. I decree this blessing, this broadcast be sealed and blessed in Jesus' name. See you again tomorrow night for those that can make it. God bless you. I love you, and let's stay prayerful. Stay prayerful in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Evangelist Bradley.
God bless. God bless. God bless. We do love you on behalf of people.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.